The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network. Meditation doesn't have to be a solo practice. Meditation is more fun with friends. Looking for a way to drop in and hang out at the same time? Join us online at Omega Institute for a meditation party with self-proclaimed meditation nerds Dan Harris, host of the 10% Happier podcast, Sabine Selassie, and Jeff Warren. This three-day retreat will stream live from Omega's Hudson Valley campus May 17th to 19th. Don't miss the party. Reserve your spot at eomega.org/party today. Welcome to the Angel Tarot Show with best-selling author and Angel Tarot expert Radley Valentine. Plan your week ahead with gentle guidance from your angels, combined with the wisdom of Tarot, and create the magical life you deserve.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Energetic Weather Report for December 31st through January 6th. Folks, that's a wrap on 2023. It is finally done. It was a bumpy ride, 2023, but I am super excited for 2024. It's an 8 year, 2 plus 2 plus 4 is 8, abundance, prosperity. Very excited about that opportunity for all of us. And so as we go into this evening's New Year's Eve festivities, or New Year's Day if you're down under, we are working with Angel Wisdom Tarot cards, not just for the Energetic Weather Report, but also for your personal Archangel of the Week, just the one deck. I love Angel Wisdom Tarot cards. I feel like it gives really, really, really deep messages, and that's what I wanted for today. And it did not disappoint. Now, for your personal Archangel of the Week, you have the opportunity to intuitively tune in and figure out, which archangel should I be working with this week? So this is an intuitive exercise. You're just basically going to tune in and decide, do you feel called to card number one? Card number two? Card number three? Or is card number four calling your name? And I will tell you which archangel is associated with each card and why you might want to work with that particular archangel this week. So let's talk about the Energetic Weather Report for December 31st through the 6th. So card number one is perfect. It's release. It is release. It is Archangel Azrael. And it says, endings that lead to new beginnings. How much more spot on for the last day of the year can you get? Endings that lead to new beginnings. The need to release situations or people that hold you back. And the opportunity for spiritual transformation. Whenever we leave a year, there's stuff we're leaving behind that maybe we're wistful about, or maybe it's just stuff we are so good riddance about, we can't stand it. Either way, we can't go into the new year. We can't go into the new opportunities and the new wonderful things that can come into our lives if we're holding on to the past. And so right away, the release card is saying, let it go. Azrael is here to help you let it go, but Azrael is also here to help you with any leftover sadness or sorrow that you feel from 2023 that you would just as soon not take into 2024. The next card is Page of Earth, Page of Earth. And this card says, time to get to work. An excellent opportunity presents itself. Happy news about your career and promotions or scholarships or a new area of study. How perfect again for 2024, an 8 year. How wonderful for this opportunity that is coming our way. That we are letting go of 2023 and embracing 2024 with great hope and great belief that things will be better. And the last card proves it because it is the sun. Perhaps my favorite card in all of tarot, it is the sun. And we have Archangel Uriel, the Archangel of Epiphany and emotional healing and transformation. And at his feet are an hourglass. In the Major Arcana, we see this hourglass show up multiple times. And it was nearly empty the last time we saw it. But here, it has been turned over and all time is starting anew. It's a whole new opportunity that Uriel is bringing us. This card says, a time of great joy and success. Brilliant epiphanies that lead to magical opportunities. plans that work out perfectly, and gratitude to the divine. So here we have this beautiful message that really is telling us, let it go, let it go, let it go. We don't need that year anymore. We've got 2024 instead. And so we're going after these opportunities. We're willing to get to busy. We're willing to go after it. We're excited for the new chances that are going to bring great success to us. And we are going to be in a place of gratitude about it. I have four cards here that I mentioned earlier. This is your personal archangel of the week. The first one is Shamuel. We've seen Shamuel several times throughout the month of December. Shamuel is the archangel of personal and global peace, but also helping us to find that which we are looking for. Next, we have strength with Archangel Ariel, the archangel of abundance and prosperity, who is helping us to create what we want to create. We have Archangel Sandalphon, who I think we saw last week or the week before, the archangel of prayer and music, helps us to deliver our prayers to the divine so that we can get the answers we're looking for. And finally, we have Archangel Jeremiah on the renewal card. Jeremiah is the archangel of life review and also psychic gifts. But life review, think about it. What do we do on December 31st? This week, we've been thinking about 2023 and what we've learned and what we're walking away from so that we can be clear on what it is that we want to create in 2024. Now, what do we want to create in 2024? Well, I don't know about you, but transformation, big changes, positive, wonderful changes. All month long, I've been pulling for you a special card for the holidays. This week, it is literally the transformation card with Archangel Shamuel on it again, a double dose of Shamuel and peace and finding what we're looking for, bringing transformation into our lives. That's our wish for the 31st. That's our wish for today. That's our wish for this week. This is what we're doing, people. It's do-over time. It is pushing the reset button. It is time to go into 2024 with optimism, enthusiasm, joy, and happiness. So I'm wishing all of you a happy, magical, wonderful new year. And I hope that this year brings you everything that you have been hoping for.
You've been listening to the Angel Tarot Show with Radley Valentine. To discover more, visit radleyvalentine.com/podcast.
Intuition is our spiritual GPS and the single best tool that we have for navigating our lives. I'm Victoria Shaw, and on my Intuitive Connection podcast, I will share with you the ways to connect with your intuition and awaken the gifts of your soul. In each episode, I'll draw on my own intuitive gifts and my training as an Ivy League trained counselor and psychologist to help support you in reaching your highest potential. Start listening now on Mind Body Spirit FM Podcast Network or wherever you find your podcasts.